All right, so this is not going to be a podcast. It's just going to be one rant, and it's going to be about political orientation and why I think the whole idea of aligning with either one or the other side is wrong, and why there is such a strong appeal towards the extremes. I think I'm going to start there. So there's an emotional thing that comes with aligning to an extreme. The world starts to become a lot more clear. It becomes obvious why you're right and why the other guys are wrong. And it becomes a moral thing. It becomes something about your values when you are aligned with one of the extremes. And it's interesting because there's such a strong appeal towards this simplicity. It's almost the same as religion. It doesn't have to make some universal perfect sense. It just have to make sense within its own framework. And I think that's why there is absolutely no appeal or a strongly negative appeal towards the opposite spectrum or the opposite side of the spectrum when you have been radicalized towards one side. You are disgusted by the other view. Now, both views are wrong. It doesn't matter if you are far right or far left. They're wrong. And they're built upon frameworks of certain interpretations of events, of words, the use of language in general. You start getting some very specific ideas about things that have very, very little actual meaning to both sides. You start reading into simple things, messages that are not there. And your world starts to be very, very easy for you to understand because you're seeing everything through this framework. That's what frameworks do. They help us understand things. The problem with frameworks is that there are shortcuts. So a good framework is an efficient shortcut to make accurate or somewhat accurate predictions as to the nature of whatever it is that you perceive. Now, the problem is that frameworks themselves do not have to be truthful. They don't have to be correct. They only have to be internally consistent. The structure which you're building, you're establishing a foundation of untruths. And when you are far enough up this framework, you don't see that anymore. You have been indoctrinated. You have fully aligned and you have managed this amazing feat that humans do, which is to hold in your head opposing facts and seeing them both as true. And to begin with, this is very hard, or it feels very wrong, because it is. But in time, people start to appreciate this ability to not just ignore, but to accept in some level these discrepancies, which allow them to hold their beliefs, even when faced with counterfactual or to factual evidence against whatever it is they're believing. You know, religious people do this with being able at the same time to know that the world is 6,000 years old, but also that we have skeletons in museums which we can scientifically prove are older. And the problem is that this ability to do this, I don't know where it comes from. I suppose it's some kind of mechanism to avoid analysis paralysis in a survival situation. You don't always want to stop and think about things too hard. Or maybe it's just a mechanism to save energy. But it becomes a virtue for people. It becomes part of their belief system to be able to do this. And it's especially true when you have people on the political extremes. They have this ability to hold facts as true, even though these facts contradict each other. And it's very interesting because it's very, very easy to see that when you are looking at the opposing side of your political spectrum. When you're seeing the enemy do this, it is very clear to you. Now, when you are in the middle, it is not as clear always because you don't have the emotional charge behind everything you do. So there is this strong, strong appeal when you become radicalized to the far left or far right of the political spectrum. It's very, very appealing. It's like a logarithmic strength of appeal. The more radicalized you are, the easier and the more deeply you want to go into this. There's very few people that honestly, truly will say something like guns are a good thing and the right to bear arms are a good thing without also sharing a lot of the other stuff that lies with the people that generally aligns in this side of the spectrum. Or that there are as many genders as you can count and more, and not be radicalized in any other way. Like, if you have any of these ideas, then you're going to agree with a lot of the other stuff, because the other stuff that lies on that side of your spectrum, you're going to believe this because it's part of the whole framework. It's part of the indoctrination that you have gone through. You are being aligned. I love this word. They're using it about AIs now. Aligned. Aligned is when you get the ability to hold opposing truths. And it's not as good of a thing as you think. Now, that said, that's the appeal about the extremes of the political spectrum. And it's like a self-magnifying thing. But what is the appeal about the political center? Well, it depends what you mean by it. Like, some people will be more or less like, well, let's just agree with the 50-50 of whatever people on the extremes say. So it becomes this entirely one-dimensional line from the far left to the far right, and you will agree with the things from either side. And, well, that's probably what it is, but it is something else as well, because you're doing this using neither framework if you're doing it right. You're not buying into part of the ideology that you're not using the words they're using. You're not using the thought constructs they're using. So while you are agreeing with the conclusion or maybe the course of action, it might be that you agree that there are multiple genders. It might be that you agree that the right to bear arms is a great thing. But you will agree with this for a subtly different reason than the people on the spectrum to the extreme sides. So you will find that while you agree with the decision or the law or whatever, like the action, the outcome, the reason why you have that position is going to be different. So in this way, the political center is almost a third dimension or a second dimension. It is not a line. It is a triangle. It's a triangular spectrum. It's a plane that you can move on rather than simply being a line. And the thing is that if you imagine a triangle where you have on the bottom left, you have the extreme leftist, and on the bottom right, you have the extreme right wing. And then if you imagine that in the center and at the top, you have the political center. So this is your alignment pyramid. It's not that the center of the pyramid is the most aligned with, well, that would be the most aligned with all three views, but that is not interesting, because then you are buying into the ideologies of the far left and the far right. But if you go to the center top, you're not buying into the ideologies. You are, in fact, having your own ideology. And you're not even sharing that ideology with the people that are in the center of this triangle. And where it becomes very difficult is that, and this is actually part of the appeal of the extreme left and the extreme right as well. When a big part of this appeal is that you will find people that you agree with and you find that you agree with them on multiple things, and you agree with them on multiple things for the same reason, and this is very, very comfortable. This is showing you or verifying your worldview in a deep way, and it makes you understand that you are correct. It makes you understand that you are right. Now, the top of this pyramid, the true political center, you are going to be alone all the time. There will never be this feeling of camaraderie or of like-mindedness, even when people are declaring themselves as subscribing to the idea of the political center, the top of the political center pyramid, the second dimension to this. The problem is that there is no ideology up here which is shared. There is no framework which is shared. Everyone will have their own basis for understanding everything, and it will not be as fine polished. It will not be as thoroughly argumented, because they will have built that more or less by themselves, maybe using the driftwood of other ideologies, but not put in place in a way that would make any sense within that other origin ideology. It is going to be a very scarce and primitive looking framework, and it will be very personal, and everyone in the political center of this pyramid, the political top center, they're going to be very, very alone. They will be constantly questioned by everyone. They will be constantly criticized by the extreme right and by the extreme left. They will be ridiculed by everyone, including other people on the center top alignment of this pyramid. Everyone is going to disagree with them. It is the most unappealing idea to be entirely alone in the world with your ideas. And while you can function socially, you will have to pretend to agree not just with the causes that you do agree truly with people on, but for the same reason that they do, even though you deeply disagree with the reasoning. So there is no appeal. And intellectually, it's a dead end, because you're never going to reach any point of enlightenment. When you are fully integrated into the extreme right or the extreme left, you will achieve enlightenment. You will feel things click into place. You will feel that you have finally understood in a deep, deep way why they're talking like they do. You are starting to appreciate all the little details. You are starting to appreciate the subtle differences in arguments where, I mean, we have places where the political left and the political right are almost agreeing. At least they can agree on policy, but they will be disagreeing on the reasoning behind them in a very, very strong way, where they will still paint each other as evil bigots or evil wokes or whatever. But at least you will have your own kind. You will have the people that align with you on your views. And this is a very good feeling. People are flock animals. We want to belong somewhere. We don't want to be alone. And from an intellectual viewpoint, it feels so good to know that you're right. It feels so good to arrive at something and know that you are there. Even if part of the ethos of your alignment is to always improve and be curious and always find new ways to show your dedication to your chosen side, it will feel very good, because you're not alone in this journey. And you will have people there telling you you're going the right way. It's a very, very comfortable idea. Very, very comfortable thing to be able to belong somewhere. And you will never get that in the political top center of the pyramid, because you will be alone against everyone else for every reason imaginable. So there is absolutely no emotional benefit. There is no intellectual benefit of belonging there. You might start arguing that, well, you are getting closer to the truth. But the matter of fact is that you're never getting closer to the truth, because even if you are a deterministic scientific type who believe that there is a truth, an objective one, you're never going to find it, because you're just you. You're just one person. and you have no peers. Now the leftists and the rightists, or the right-wingers, or whatever you want to call them, they have their peers, they will build up enlightenment, they will get closer to their truth. You will never find the truth. The idea, the whole premise of being in the very middle of political alignment, at the very top, furthest away from ideologies and frameworks, is that you cannot find the truth. You have to look for it. You have to pursue it. But you have to pursue it on a case-by-case basis. You have to question everything every time. Just because A is true in situation one doesn't mean that A is true in situation B. Now, this sounds a lot like the opposing worldview thing, that you are able to hold this in your head at the same time. But the problem here is that you have to revisit truth A when you discover that it doesn't fit with idea number two. So how do you do that and get anywhere? The answer is that you don't, and that you probably will hold views which you have thought out well, but you will be willing, or you will have to, discard them the instant you find something wrong with them. Because otherwise you'll get into this economic fallacy, the cost sunk fallacy, which is also slightly what I believe pushes people towards the extremes. And the sunk cost fallacy is that you have built this entire framework, and everything that you take for a fact fits within it. So when you are met with something that doesn't fit within it, what are you going to do? Are you going to burn down the whole town? The whole framework that you have built up in your head? Throw everything away because of one little thing? Or are you going to try and disprove that, or make it insignificant and not integrate that into your worldview? Yeah, that's going to be the enemy propaganda, whoever the enemy is. That's a problem. Can you see why that's a problem? Because that's how you get radicalized, no matter how good it feels. But at least you're not alone. I digress. The terrible thing about the political center top of the pyramid is that you are going to be alone in everything. You are never going to build a complete framework for explaining everything, where every new piece can either be fit into or discarded as the evil lies of the enemy. Because you will consider everything, and you will burn down your whole belief every time you're met with opposing views, which are well argumented. You will be fragmented. You will not be in any alignment. You will agree with people that are considered morally terrible. Maybe you're not agreeing with them for the same reasons that they have for believing whatever they believe. You will agree with the people that are considered the most moral of their time, but you will agree for different reasons than them. You will understand their arguments, and you will find logic and truth in their arguments. Or maybe you won't. Maybe you will agree with their policy, but you will find their reasoning to be terrible. You will find that you disagree with why they want to do it, but you agree to do it. Except now you cannot agree, because if they have these terrible arguments for doing it, then you have to extrapolate and say, okay, if we give them this for that reason, what other things will they do with it? Where will they go next? Do you want this legislation to pass, knowing full well that this is not the end? This is a vector. This is a movement towards something. And that vector has been put not by arguments that you agree with. So you don't agree with the direction. You agree with the individual thing that they do. It becomes very, very difficult to argue with them, or to go and stand behind a specific piece of lawmaking. Because if you do, well, you get what you want from this specific instance, but you open up for the can of worms that are the arguments you don't agree with. So yeah, I guess these are my thoughts on radicalizing and the political spectra, and why people will fall to either side very easily. And I don't think you will find many people who will readily agree that they have been radicalized, because to them, they have discovered the truth. It's very, very hard to argue them out of it, because everything when you have reached the singularity of corruption, which lies at the very extreme right or the very extreme left, when you are sucked into that, everything else, including what I'm saying now, is going to sound like it comes from the other side, because they have a one-dimensional view of a political spectrum. They cannot fathom that there could be people that truly do not align, or that don't consider both sides and choose one, but consider both sides and choose their own, which is what you do when you consider the arguments of both sides. You try to understand as much of their decrepit frameworks of thought, their weird choice of words, their mannerisms, their propaganda. You try to understand as much of it as you can, and then from this, you work your way back and say, well, you have all of these things behind it, so the consequences beyond this specific idea I may not agree with, but this specific idea I do agree with, so why do I agree with it? And you're working backwards. You're trying to build a scaffolding behind the idea, which do not stand on the corrupted frameworks of the origin of the idea. It's a very hard thing to do. You cannot be objective, and you will have to know that objectivity, while there might be objective truth, while there may be objective physics, things like that. I personally am not a great believer in quantum theory as the final explanation for everything. I do believe in hard determinism. But even if you don't, you just have to know that you cannot truly understand some objective set in stone truth about a socio-political action or idea or result of an action or piece of law or thing that people do, because you cannot understand people to that degree, and you cannot understand economic systems to that degree. So you have to know that truth is going to be temporary for you. And this is why, amongst all the other things, that the political middle, the top of the pyramid, or the bottom if you want, is a very, very terrible place to be. And it is a place where you can never find peace. You can never find certainty. And for that reason alone, knowing that you will never be right and you will never find agreement with your peers, it is okay for you to select a side. But it is also okay to remain outside of an alignment. It is okay for you to choose this hell. It is okay for you to doubt everything all the time, every day, that you believe, that others believe. It is okay to rethink things, not necessarily to get them to fit better into your framework, but to get them to collapse your framework. That's what I had to say. Thank you.